And you, Norton, you probably should talk directly into the microphone, please. Anyway, Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with artist Norton Wisdom regarding his one little part of his experience in art school at Chouinard. The date is, I think, 27 April 2000. The interviewer for this brief session in a restaurant in Beverly Hills, the worst possible place to do such a thing, but somehow it has glamour, is Paul Carlstrom. Norton, we've already talked about this, but we need it for the record. You were an art student at a very young age, 14 years old, I think, on weekend Saturday, I guess, at Chouinard, and you had a particularly important experience, an epiphany. And would you please tell us about the nature of this epiphany?
Well, first of all, I couldn't think of a more appropriate place to talk about my socialism than in a restaurant in Beverly Hills. But I did go to Beverly Hills High while I was going to Chouinard's. And my mom ran a restaurant in Beverly Hills. She was a single mom and worked very hard, because in the 60s, women didn't have much, you know, they didn't get any credit for working hard and running restaurants. They were always, you know, anyway. So she was raising three kids. And I got enrolled in Chouinard's by my father, the scoundrel, when I was 14. My first day, my first night class, my first day in night class, I came in and I sat down, and here was this amazing woman, naked, nude, in front of me. She was a very famous model. I didn't know that at the time. No, I don't. But everybody, Graham, no, everybody, I've seen everybody's drawings of her. Everybody drew her. But anyway, so here I am. I immediately ran to the front row and sat down, and it was to realize that I could look at this woman and any part I wanted of this woman without being punished, right, was to me something I never thought would happen. So I did this for about a half an hour. I just stared, and finally I was sort of saturated with this moral freedom. And I took out my charcoal and my paper, and I just was ready to begin. And this beatnik bohemian walked in with a shaggy dog. And he said, "I want everybody to put away your drawing stuff. I want you to go home. I want you to call Hiroshima. And I want you to talk to somebody who saw the bomb." He told the model to dress, and he turned off the lights in the studio. And I was, well, since the model dressed when he said, I figured that he was the instructor. I had no idea who this guy was. And I went home that night. I took the Wilshire bus, because Chouinard's was downtown.
Where did you live?
I lived right in Beverly Hills on Rodale. The only slum in Beverly Hills. It was one apartment house. It was a slum on Rodale. No, it was Rodale and Robertson, Wilshire and Robertson. And the city hated it, because people could see it from Wilshire. It was... And it's still there. It's become this. The city's been trying to destroy. You know, I mean, it's been there for. Anyway, it's got a life of its own. So on the way home, I had this. I mean, my mind was totally blank. It was like white. I had no idea anything outside the fact that I knew I couldn't call from home, Hiroshima. My mom being, you know, a working single woman, and I was trying to figure out how I could negotiate this call from a payphone. How many quarters would it take? No idea what you know, I mean, any other issue, but how was I going to do this class assignment, right? And, of course, I made one feeble attempt, I think, and, you know, and obviously nothing came through. And this was the time of the transatlantic cables, and everybody here is too young to remember that, but that was, communication then was really close to Marconi and, you know, the real stuff. It was real communication, lag time.
Right.
Lag time.
You felt the distance.
Yeah, time would travel. So anyway, I never got the call through. But that one sort of opening of my journey as an artist sort of directed everything from that point on. That I would never put art in front of people.